Website Invites Parents to Track Woke Curriculum in Schools. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 23, 2020. A new website is tracking woke curriculum and liberal indoctrination in schools and invites parents to submit examples from their children's schools. The website, titled What Are They Learning?, describes itself as a crowdsourced site created by Lou Krosiak, an investigative journalist and data analyst in the Washington, D.C. area who has written about the impact of equity on schools across the country. The interactive site, which suggests parents think of it as woke e-leaks, observes parents across the country suddenly became aware of what their children are being taught behind closed doors when schools shut down in March due to the coronavirus pandemic. As schools routinely assign curriculum that aggressively pushes points of view on contemporaneous political debates and encourages students to adopt the belief that they are oppressed and powerless, even if they previously operated under the assumption that they were happy and free, the website explains, adding, "The ideology most commonly being pushed, related to equity, defined as equal outcomes, and critical race theory, is not a preference for the Democratic Party over the Republican one, but rather something closer to nihilism, that American children are living under a tyrannical capitalistic regime. As bizarre as that sounds, it's happening in nearly every school district, from rural to urban, and is funded by our own government." Among the most recent examples of submissions by parents include California sixth grade lesson that teaches children about Afro hairstyles and suggests Afros are a sign of good genes. Courageous conversation training in Southington, Connecticut explores the role of whiteness to deepen interracial dialogue about race. Cambridge public schools in Massachusetts teach white supremacy culture. White and privileged families have inequitable amounts of power, access, and influence at the district, school, and classroom levels. In November 2019, Krosiak wrote at the Daily Caller about how school districts in Howard County, Maryland, and Fairfax County, Virginia, were pushing to bus children to produce equity, though data shows busing does not shrink the achievement gap between white and Asian students and those from Black and Hispanic backgrounds. As a presidential candidate in 2019, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, told Bloomberg News she wanted to return to busing as a means to bring about desegregation. "Listen, the schools of America are as segregated, if not more segregated today than they were when I was in elementary school," Harris said. "And we need to put every effort, including busing, into play to desegregate the schools." This website allows you to browse problematic curriculum being assigned across the country and anonymously upload your own examples from your child's school, notes What Are They Learning? "These people push this curriculum on children precisely because they are some of the only people who don't know any better, or don't have the authority, to push back," the site continues. "Adults seem to know what they're doing is wrong, and when it sees the light of day, frequently recoil. This site facilitates that transparency."